And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies, and do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome, you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, and we are ready to fire up a grill. Having some unseasonably warm weather this time of year for us, and I'm still in full-on grill mode. What about you, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, thanks, Job. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is the weekend, so we're going to talk about summer flair, summer fair with flair. Easy for you to say.
Yep, almost as easy as network.
I didn't laugh out loud, but my neck does work.
Right, yes.
Anyway, yes, it's so hot, my pepper plants are dying.
Well, put some water on them, man.
And they're automatically irrigated.
Well, must be not enough. Turn the water
I guess
up.
So. I've got the underground water soakers, you know, on a timer, right. And they get a drink every morning, but they're just like, at least the jalapenos and the serranos are done.
Yeah.
But it's weird. It's just like, it's too freaking hot. I'm done.
Yeah, and we had a few days this week, and I guess it's getting a little bit better, but... Did you cook anything good this week?
I did. Gosh. Well, first of all, we were camping up at Wilderness State Park, so I was on a campfire every night.
That's like up by Mackinac City, right?
It's about 8 miles west of the Mackinac Bridge, right on Lake Michigan. And we took our two little four-year-old granddaughters, twins, and they
shiver
loved,
and shake
loved
the
to
water.
Camp, loved to camp. No, the water was nice. Yeah. And we were just there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we charted out all the spots on the shore, and my wife's really good with their app, so she's shopping it all the time, you know, waiting for an open, and she found a couple opens, and we're
so
right on the water.
You're gonna be on the fudge tour?
We're gonna take them downtown Mackinac City next time. We didn't do it this time.
Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, though, but right now there is a glut of pork on the market. And I'm walking into the big box stores where we do the rest of our shopping, and I've found these like pork loin, the whole pork loins for 99 cents a pound. And
put them in the freezer.
Well, that's just it, man. And I mean, your local butcher shop can't compete with that. These big box stores are buying them by the semi load, but I have to admit that I bought a couple of them for, you know, the sticker on the right says $27.50 and you pay $6 for it. Right.
Nice.
And so I brought a couple of them, threw them in the freezer, but I kept one out. And I filleted the thing, draw it real sharp knife, draw it down through about a half inch, and then start unrolling it like a jelly roll. Right.
Butterfly.
Made a big flat butterfly piece of pork. Stuffed that with some pork sausage, some spinach, some Parmesan cheese, and an egg and breadcrumbs, and mixed all of that up raw. Laid it in there in about a half inch thick layer, and then just rolled it back up, trussed it, and then put barbecue seasoning on it. Then I made
a pork sausage raw.
Yeah, yes, it was. And then
you made kind of a loin fatty.
Right. Yeah. And then but to finish the fatty thought, I did the bacon weave on the outside. But I had to truss it first before I put the bacon on because it wouldn't stay rolled up.
Sure.
Right. So
God, that sounds good. Did you get pictures?
Fabulous.
Did you get pictures?
Yeah, we got pictures of it. Lisa took some pictures of it. I haven't posted them yet, but I will. But the only drawback was the string was under the bacon. So when I started slicing it, you'd hit a string. You just pull it out. It kind of unraveled the bacon
a little bit.
But it made it hold together. It was a great presentation.
No kidding.
But it was tasty, man. And I didn't have $10 into the whole thing. because these pork loin was ridiculously cheap.
Did you have company over?
Yeah.
So you got to show off a little bit.
Right. And there were two other couples, and we even had some left. I mean, those things, nice. It was like 6 pounds, right?
Great.
For $6. So, yeah, I'd give it a run. But it worked. So I just think, I still, when I go to Meijer or wherever you go, right now pork is ridiculously cheap. I think that the slaughterhouses must be open. I don't know what the reason is, but there's a glut of it on the market
right
now. Well,
they had to kill off a bunch of livestock, right? Because they had held it for so long. The slaughterhouses are finally opening up, and there's an overabundance of product. So I don't think that'll last very long. So,
No. So
Monday night, I think it was Monday or Tuesday night, we have a bunch of the kids home. The boys are gone, of course, for military service, but the girls were all in. So I pulled out a bunch of ribs, pork ribs, and some from my pig, and then...
Wouldn't that be where the pork ribs come from?
Well, no, these were some I bought from Sobe.
Oh, okay. All right.
The ones from my pig, they called them plate ribs, and I wasn't really...
What's that mean?
Thrilled. Yeah, I wasn't really thrilled with the processing. I won't say who it was.
I've heard of spares, and I've heard of baby backs. Yeah. I've never heard of plate.
These were a mess.
When they're on your plate, they're plate
ribs. They didn't even look good on the plate.
Really?
No. So I had baby backs, plate ribs, and then I had beef ribs.
Oh, yeah.
And I also did... I took one of my packages of pork belly,
right,
and I cut it up into cubes. I cut the skin off. I tried to make some pork rinds. I learned what to do next time.
Hotter oil.
Yeah. No. You just gotta cut a lot of the more fat off the pork rinds, and then you gotta dehydrate it a bit.
Ah.
So anyway.
So fresh ones.
No big deal.
So
the puppy loved it. Cleo loved right. pork rinds. Yeah. But
that dog's built like a sausage.
Yeah. She's getting big. But the pork belly was fantastic.
Yeah. A lot of flavor there.
I put some billy bones on it. I live streamed it when I was doing it. It was only 91 degrees out.
Right. Yeah. Sweating it out.
Oh yeah. It was ugly.
So did you do the beef ribs and the pork ribs at the same time?
Yep.
So the pork ribs usually cook a little quicker than the beef, right?
Yeah.
So but you still did that, just season them up and did them at, what, like 270, 275 or something?
I was on my Cajun.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to say they were at 300.
Okay. That's charcoal.
And I pulled it's charcoal. So I pulled the pork ribs first.
Yeah.
And then I wrapped the beef ribs, and my charcoal was dying out, so I threw them in the oven. And,
sure. You've got the flavor on them. You know what?
Doesn't matter.
Because you got the smoky flavor on them already the first hour or two that they were on the charcoal.
Doesn't matter.
And if you need to finish them, just throw them in the oven. Wrap them up so they don't dry, but throw them in the oven.
Yep.
Right?
And so I've got too many tomatoes in the garden.
Oh,
so I took all those tomatoes and I threw them on the grate and let them take some of that residual heat for about an hour and a half. And we were done with dinner.
Tomatoes.
I pulled them off. No, they were just... They were very hot. Yeah. There was more heat there than I thought. Because I'm trying to bear pot.
Right.
Yeah. So right.
So what are you making out of those? Or what did you make out
Maggie,
of those?
Maggie is making some salsa.
Oh.
Oh, Maggie and Emily are going to fight over them probably.
Right.
They each are trying to claim them. So
sure.
I'll let them duke it out and I'll just eat whatever they make.
Right. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. But so you're getting ready to cue for a perforated tube.
Yep.
You got a note here. What is that?
Sounds like a crack pipe to me.
Well, it sounds like one of those hogs with a problem.
Well, next,
what it sounds like. Perforated tube.
Yeah, it's called, there is a medical term for that.
Is that Duzma?
Yeah.
Did you give me a perforated tube? That's what that guy does for a living.
Yeah.
He perforates tubes.
Yeah, I'm doing Q for his shop at the end of next week.
I see.
So, and then I'm going to head up to the Manistee National Forest and camp for the rest of the weekend again.
Yep.
So it's like a great year to camp.
Right.
But yeah, they want to. I've cooked for them before. I do like butts and briskets and then bitchin' beans and same stuff Corey and Shasta like.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of that, we do have the proprietors of the Old World Olive Company here in the studio with us. Going to be joining us in the next segment. Shasta and Corey. Corey sits quietly in the corner and
not so quiet.
The beautiful voice of a woman on the Grilling Guys is a rare thing, and we always look forward to having Shasta with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll get all over the olive oils and balsamics in the next segment because you don't want to miss this. This is one of my favorite shows when she comes in every time she does because
even if she brings Corey,
right? You're going to learn a lot.
Get me out of here.
About how to use balsamics and vinegars, which are flavored vinegars, and then flavor-infused olive oils. It's wonderful.
So and, it'll be the Shasta Show.
It will be.
Let's take a break.
Right. All right. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you're going to get a chance to get out and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. Smoke it up a bit. We still have summer. It's not Indian summer yet. This is just the real summer. Probably we couldn't call it Indian summer anymore. That's not
politically correct. Native American summer. Thank you very much.
Right, yeah. Or change the name to the Eagles or something. It's Eagles
summer.
Well,
I want to congratulate Jop. He said network properly, so that was really good.
Yes, I can. And your neck does work. Yeah.
So don't forget to check out our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. On the top right side, you can sign up for the podcast, because in Grand Rapids, we're on early Sunday morning, 7 o'clock. It might be a little bit hard for you to get up in time for the show there. And every market's got a different time, but regardless, like this time of year, especially you're traveling, it's nice just to throw some podcasts on your phone. Make ours one of those podcasts that you take with you.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, we talked about in the last segment how we've got a guest in the studio, and it's Shasta from Old World Olive Company. Welcome, Shasta.
Thank you. Happy weekend.
Yeah, thanks. Happy weekend to you as well. Many years ago, I stumbled on your shop, one of your shops in Rockford, Michigan. I think that was maybe your first one, and now your business has grown. You have several locations around the state of Michigan. Tell our listeners a little bit about what Old World Olive Company is all about.
Yeah, so Old World Olive Company, really, we started the concept wanting to make it an experience for people. People of all levels of cooking, whether they knew how to use oil and vinegars or whether we were the introduction for them. And so the concept is when you come in the store, you're greeted by a customer service rep. Right. And from there, they'll ask you some questions. What do you like to cook? Are you on any sorts of diets? Everyone seems to be watching something, you know, whether it's sugar, whether it's fats, whether it's carbs. Everyone is kind of on that same trigger point right now. So what we try to do is make the guesswork, take that away for you, and kind of direct you towards things that we know are going to meet your palate and what you're trying to achieve. We do that by sampling in the store. Right now, it's a little bit more unique just because of the pandemic that we have. We're doing sampling, but the customer service rep will actually sample that or give that sample to you versus right. You pouring it for yourself. And we hope that, you know, here in the next couple of months, we can resume back to something normal. But
sure.
For now, it's still the same concept where you get to try before you buy.
Okay. So for the person that maybe hasn't visited your store, you carry two types of products. You carry balsamic vinegars and you carry flavor-infused oils. Is that, am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. And actually, we have flavor-infused and just oils that are not infused at all. So
okay.
We call those regional oils. Those are oils that we import from all over the world, and we do that based on the hemisphere. So right now, the southern is still producing, and so we're, you know, importing from the southern hemisphere.
So do you have grapeseed oil?
We do not.
Okay.
No, we did at one time.
I thought so.
Yeah, and you know, that has a little bit higher of a smoke point. But something to know on that note is that the oils that we're getting in have such a high polyphenol count. And when you get a polyphenol count, and polyphenols are your antioxidants, your vitamins in the oil, and the higher that goes, the higher your smoke point can go. So what you're picking off a regular grocery shelf, you don't have a traceability with that. You don't know where it's come from, how long it sat on a slow boat to get here, how long it sat in a warehouse before it got to a store until it got to your shelf or pantry at home.
Right. And I've got some that have been on my pantry for a while, too.
Well, so, we got to get
right,
you to use those
up. Let's talk about that, because the oils need to be used sooner. The balsamics can age.
Correct.
Right? Is that right?
Yep. So we kind of call it fresher is better. So you want your olive oil fresh, and you want your aged balsamic to be aged. So
right.
Most of them are aged about a 12-year to an 18-year process. And that undergoes transferring the balsamics to a different wood species in a barrel. And as it reduces down, it kind of grabs all the different flavors of the barrel.
Yeah, like about every year they change
yep,
barrels?
Sure do.
Yep. Wow, cool. So
that's pricey.
It is.
Right. So we're not talking about the oil that you're going to use in your deep fryer to cook your turkey, right?
No.
No, these are flavor-enhancing oils and balsamics that you use generally in quite small quantities just to enhance the flavor, right?
Correct. Yeah, you're going to find that there's a whole lot of flavor in just a little bit. So when you come in and you purchase a bottle and you say, wow, I don't know, should I spring for this? You're going to use a couple tablespoons of the oil.
Except the garlic. I use gallons of garlic,
too.
And I'm out.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
I know,
okay.
I'm out.
He's jonesing right now.
I'm so hungry right now, I can't even believe it. Corey, didn't you bring breakfast or anything?
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that, Shasta. What are the more popular flavors, and why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think, you know, mainstream America kind of has a pattern on what our food preferences are. Garlic has always been a bestseller. You can use a tablespoon or two in any dish, and it's just going to really heighten that garlic flavor that you'll have come through. Tuscan herb, of course, has always been a bestseller. A new one that we've brought in, I would say within the last 8 months or so, is the pesto oil. And that one's really an awesome oil. You can literally just throw it over top of some noodles, throw some of your tomatoes out of your garden, fresh tomatoes.
Or roasted tomatoes.
Yeah, or roasted tomatoes.
Better yet.
Yep. Throw that in, and you've got an instant salad. So those three are great sellers. Of course, our 18-year traditional balsamic is a great balsamic.
My 18-year balsamic, there's probably about a third of a bottle left, and I think I've had it 5 years, so it's now 23-year balsamic.
Yeah. But it's a
it tastes great.
I was going to say that just lends itself to how little of it you need to use when you cook.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and you and I use oils and balsamics a lot when we cook. And so you may go spend and I don't want to I don't know, but we're blessed that they provide us with the oil that we need, but in the balsamics, but What are they like a 12-ounce bottle?
A 375 milliliter.
There, okay.
So
yep.
And it's about $17 to $18,
right,
just depending on what you're buying.
And that's lasts a long time.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Like you said, you've got a 23-year-old bottle.
Yeah. So it's not like Randy made a good point. It's not like you're putting a gallon of it in a deep fryer.
No.
I did dump a gallon of Gordon's deep frying stuff in the other night when I was doing the bacon, pork belly.
Right.
Yeah. This isn't like that. This is you're putting a little bit on a pan and you're sauteing a piece of fish.
Correct.
Or you're putting a little on your chicken before you throw it on the grill.
And you know what I do?
Which I love to do.
Every morning is just about a tablespoon of butter in a cast iron pan and make my egg with butter olive oil. So much better for me than the butter fat.
I haven't had butter EVO in months.
Well,
right?
That has something to do with your wife.
Right. No, it has something to do with your store getting gutted for the riot.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah, but you know what? Breaking news. Here you go. September 8th, we're going to do a soft open, so you'll be able to come into the Monroe Center location once again. It'll be
That's downtown Grand Rapids on the corner of Monroe and Ionia.
Correct.
Right?
Monroe and Ottawa.
Ottawa. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Center. Monroe and Ottawa, yes. And that'll be a great day because the bedlam that went on in Grand Rapids, their store got vandalized pretty badly, and you're going to be able to finally get it reopened.
Yes. So don't buy any Antifa oil because it's probably came from Shasta's shop. Right. So you have a shop in Plymouth yet?
Yes, we sure do.
And then Rockford.
Plymouth, Rockford, of course, Monroe Center, which we just tapped on, and then the downtown market.
Okay. Now, any other markets that... I thought we were looking at Ada at one time. Not going to happen.
So that was really on the front burner for us.
And really, it's a good thing your timing didn't work.
Because
on
with COVID,
stuck with a lease.
It didn't work.
Okay, Jop.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about some recipes that you can make with these wonderful oils and vinegars. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan, in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hope you're enjoying the show. I know I am. It's always good to have Shasta from Old World Olive Company in. And she gave us a nice background on that company. But now let's get to where the rubber hits the road, or where the oil hits the pan, if you will. And that is, let's talk about how to use some of this stuff and some of your maybe favorite recipes that our listeners, without too much work, could put together and get the fabulous results that we know you get every time.
Sure. So this time of year, the first thing that came to mind when you guys said, hey, let's have you in the studio, is vegetables. Everyone has a whole bunch of vegetables right now that they're trying to use up, and they don't want them to go to waste.
Right.
Maybe you've spent your time growing them, or you've gone to your local market and supported them. Simple things come to mind for me. Tomatoes, like we've tapped on in the first session, my favorite thing to do with tomatoes is to put them on the grill in a little foil packet, put some garlic oil on them, and when you pull them off, just let them, just till they start to blister, till they start to pop open a little bit, maybe not quite as long as you did your last group of tomatoes where they were fiery hot, but bring them off, pour some balsamic vinegar on it, and put some fresh basil right on top, and you've got an awesome side dish.
Right. Now, are you doing grape tomatoes, or are you doing full like beefsteak style?
I love them both. I'm a tomato fan, I love both. I think the little grape ones have a little bit sweeter flavor.
Yeah, and the little cherry. I had a ton of cherry tomatoes this year. They're just, and you can, how many can you eat? You know,
well,
so
see
I roasted a bunch of those too.
Yeah, right.
And they felt
well,
it was great.
Well, you could bring them to your radio friends.
Yeah,
and
I
we
see
might
how
eat
I
some.
Rate.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know.
Right.
I roasted them all a couple nights ago. Sorry.
Right, yeah.
Come
yeah.
on over and pick them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Deal.
Oh, well, if I got to come over, then, you know, can't you just bring them to me?
Sure.
So that's an easy one, right?
That's
with,
an easy
with
one.
The tomatoes. Let's go walk around the garden a little bit further.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you raise zucchinis, you got one, you got 100.
Right.
Right? Those things are prolific the way they grow. So what do you do with a zucchini?
So zucchini and squash, I like to combine together, and I do the same sort of concept. Either you can put them on the grill in one of those little disposable aluminum pans, or if you've got a contraption of your own, or make a little aluminum packet, like a foil packet. I love to put butter oil on them.
Okay.
Put a little Seasonello sea salt, which we have in the stores, mm-hmm. and then just let them cook.
Right.
You can put a different balsamic vinegar over top. I've used lemon before. I've used 18 year. I've not used a balsamic, and they're still great.
Now, you can take a little different approach to it, too. And like zucchini in particular, you can cut them into pie-shaped wedges or whatever
yeah.
and marinate them in some of your balsamic and oil.
Absolutely.
And then put them in a grill basket or skewer them. And just lightly saute them, but you can still use the oil and that's what I do.
Yeah, that's
I
a great
I use your
approach.
Oils and vinegars all the time on them. And Tuscan, you said before,
yeah.
is one of my favorites. That and garlic, I'm really boring because I do the same thing,
same
and I put
things.
the 18 year on it, and it's
you know,
so
crisp,
good. I have a hard time changing
a little
yeah.
bit. If you can put
yeah.
them on a hot grill, you get a little yep. char mark on them, and just a little crust on
yep.
there.
Especially
and, ooh,
on
that
the
texture
on,
is just wonderful.
Yeah, especially on the shell or the skin.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's really good. You know, it's
God,
not
I'm
only
hungry.
So. What about mushrooms? I'm a big mushroom fan. What would we do with mushrooms?
I'm a huge mushroom fan as well. I love them all year round, so it doesn't matter what time of year it is. I want to eat them. My favorite thing to do is to get some of the button mushrooms or whatever your flavor is that you like.
Magic.
Well, that's a whole nother show, Bob. But marinate them in some 18 year, and you don't have to marinate very long. Mushrooms will soak up pretty much anything around them. So
right.
marinate them in 18 year, and you can saute them in a pan. You can throw some onions in there and put them on top of a steak, put them on a burger.
Right.
Or they're just a simple side dish.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. What about the flavors? We haven't dove into too deeply yet the variety of flavors that you have mm-hmm. in the oils or the balsamics. Take either channel. Which way you want to go?
Well, if you come into the store, you're going to hear that we've got a variety of 50 different flavors of oils and vinegars. And we kind of split those almost down the middle. At any given time, you're going to be able to sample 25 different balsamics, 25 different oils. And, you know, it depends on what we can get our hands on and the time of year and,
sure.
and what the growing seasons are for the producers. But that's a pretty big crayon box for you to come in and,
yeah.
and pick out of.
Well, and the cool part, you said that your staff is doing this now for people that walk in, but you guys actually combine the two of them.
Yes.
You'll put oil and balsamic together, and those combinations are amazing.
That's where the light bulb comes on,
right.
we
yeah.
find, and that's
exactly.
kind of the fun part of our job.
There's very few, here's the amazing part, is there's very few bad combinations.
You're right.
When Jop and I stroll through there, you're one downtown, I mean, you just start playing, you take a little, you know, of an oil you don't use typically,
right.
and then you'll find a balsamic that maybe you love or whatever, and you put the two together and go, holy cow, who knew that oregano would taste good with plum?
Right, exactly.
Right.
It's just
and
a
it's
whole
true.
World. Yeah.
And the cool part is you can, the mixing of like a teriyaki with maybe a serrano pepper,
mm-hmm.
so you get a little heat, but you still get a little bit of that salty sweet, so you get
right.
it. It's just,
it's
really cool. And then you think about taking the boring chicken breast, right?
Yeah, which is where they're really
breast.
Good.
Right. You cover it with stuff like that. I mean,
yeah.
it just becomes a whole different meal. Something else I want to touch on is fruit.
Yes.
Because I think that this time of year, again, fruits and berries,
yes.
especially, are pretty prominent.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the ideas
so
we have around that?
Some of my favorite are stone fruits. So, for instance, like a peach. Peaches are pretty predominant right now. They're easy to get your hands on. You can literally just split those in half, take the seed out, you know, take the core out, brush them with a little butter oil. You could just put a regular regional oil, which has no flavor, and put that right on the grill, pull
cut,
it off.
Cut side down.
Yep, cut yep. side down. Yep, pull it off the grill and drizzle it with any balsamic. You could use a raspberry. You could use a strawberry. 18-year, of course, is always my go-to because it goes with everything. You could put a little goat cheese on the peach, still put your 18-year on, and throw a little fresh mint on. And that's a delicious, it almost is a dessert. Healthy dessert.
Oh, yeah. Would be in my house.
Right. Salads are endless with this.
So could you grill that? Pardon me.
No, I'm
could
sorry.
You grill that peach and then put it on some ice cream and drizzle some of that espresso balsamic on it?
Yes, you absolutely could. Espresso is one of my personal
favorites. And you've
favorites.
Got a dark chocolate balsamic. Mm-hmm. I know that I have some of that at home. I don't use a lot of it, but I have it, and once in a while when you do something.
Yeah.
People kind of freak out, though, when you're pulling out balsamic to put on their ice cream until they try it.
Until they try it.
And then it's like, wow, that's really cool.
I've had the espresso one, but stick around because we want to hit some. You teased us with some stuff. I want to hear that romaine and mushroom recipe.
You got it.
All right. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. We've been talking watermelon on the break, huh? So we've got some recipes maybe for that. But you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. Where'd we leave off, man?
Mushrooms.
Okay. We're talking with Shasta from the Old World Olive Company and giving you guys some ideas on the ways you can use oil and balsamics in your cooking.
Yes, absolutely. And you're making everybody hungry. We're happy to make you hungry because you can go to the Old World Olive Company's website and we'll give you that domain. But you can find a location near you and just go down there and try a bottle and tell them the Grilling Guys sent you. So
that and that $17 will get you a bottle of oil.
That might get you a hat. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And, of course, our website is thegrillingguys.com.
Right.
And we do save all of our old shows. So if you want to hear this one after the fact and find out if Randy was lying about something, you can just hear the recording.
Yeah, because we do record ahead of time. So. Yeah. Things that I may say may not have happened. Actually, yeah,
well,
right?
Speaking of things you might say, I need to just throw this in there because we were talking about one of our sponsors and how I ran into a friend of Corey and Shasta's up at Chase Creek. And it's the fellow from Antlers where your cottage is Canadian Lakes.
Right. Yep.
So I'm up there talking with the folks, Pat and Linda, and this fellow that's one of the principals there says, why don't you do a chili cook-off like in February? And I said, gosh, Pat and I have been talking about that for 2 years. So we, after another Tito's, I said, deal. We're doing it.
That guy's pretty influential, isn't he?
We're doing it.
Yeah.
You can have me for Tito's.
Right, yeah.
Well, it was Red Bull with it.
Right.
But so, Jop, yeah, we're going to do a chili cook-off in February.
Right. Well, yeah, well, mark that on your calendar if you're listening, because this is going to be an open competition. It's not going to be closed. We're going to want to, the more the merrier up there. If you've not been to Chase Creek Smokehouse, they got a beautiful patio out there, giant fire pit.
Yep, we're gonna
and
have
it'll
some,
be an excellent place to have a chili cook-off
have
outside.
Some fun. Yeah.
And he's got a big, log cabin type restaurant and kitchen there, so there'll be plenty of places to warm up, sit around the bar if you don't want to be outside, but. But, yeah, mark your calendar. We'll nail it down on which weekend in February it'll be, but it's going to happen.
And it's in Chase, and that's about 5 miles west of the U.S. 131 and U.S. 10 intersection. They call that the crossroads. And it's just on the west end of Chase. It's off the strip about a block, and it's right on that old railroad trail that is now a really popular snowmobile trail.
Right.
So if you go up there in February, don't be surprised if there aren't 50 to 80 snowmobiles in the parking lot.
Right.
It's
yep.
like a bulk of their traffic.
And a few guys making chili.
Pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that in February, and we're going to get more information. I'll be seeing those folks here shortly, and we're gonna get that on the calendar.
All right. So we chased that squirrel. Now let's get back to some oils and balsamics.
I just wanted to put it out there so
right.
people start bugging Pat to get going on it.
Good enough. So, Shasta.
Yes.
What's next on the menu?
Well, are we still on vegetables and fruits?
Sure, why not?
Let's talk watermelon.
All right.
So watermelon is one of those fruits that you think you just cut up and you eat it, you know, outside, or you keep it in the fridge, take it out on the boat. Watermelon is something you can put on the grill. So if you just cut a watermelon open, however you want to slice, it's fine. But I kind of like when it comes to a little point, so it looks like a piece of pizza.
Right.
And, you know, throw it on the grill just a couple minutes either side so you get a little indentation on it.
Yeah, because it kind of blackens real quick.
It does.
You don't want to leave it on very long.
Yeah, it'll naturally kind of caramelize with the sugar.
The sugar burns.
Yes.
Yep.
So bring it off. You can throw some balsamic of your choice on. You could use fresh mint on it. You could throw basil, any sort of herb that
you
like.
You like mint, don't you?
You know, I am more of a basil fan, but mint is summer. Mint's
right.
just as
I
fresh.
I have mint growing all over my place.
Well, we should make some mojitos.
You should. If you want
that
mint,
didn't take long.
If you want mint, please come to the pool because
come to the
we're
pool.
Pulling it.
Yeah.
We're pulling it.
So,
it's
you
invasive.
Know, and that's kind of a great tip because buying a watermelon, there's always more than you're going to eat.
Right.
I mean, I guess you can buy small ones, but when you buy the big
not
ones,
in my house.
Man, well, you know, if for Lisa and I, the two of us, you buy a watermelon, you got watermelon around for a week.
Right.
And by the end, it's kind of mushy. And yeah, I just know.
You have to get the small seedless ones.
Right.
They're a lot easier
yeah.
to handle.
But, you know, the farm markets are loaded with them right now. And so you're right. There is just something to do. Can you do the same thing, I'm assuming, with like cantaloupe or the green melon honeydews? I think that's what those are called. You know, they're
you
all,
sure can. So
yeah.
cantaloupe is an interesting fruit. You can do the same sort of concept that you did with the watermelon, but put a lemon oil on it when you pull it off. And
ooh.
Here goes mint again, Bob, but you could put mint on it, or
man.
You could do no mint.
Okay.
Throw some feta cheese on top.
Ooh.
Delicious.
There you go. Cantaloupe
yes.
with lemon oil and feta cheese.
Lime oil.
Lime oil, that'd be good too.
And some
that's
feta
one of my
cheese.
Favorites. You're, man, I kill the lime oil on chicken wings. I love rubbing those things and oil on chicken wings. Yeah, we'll stop now.
Right?
But
that sounds like a fetish.
No, that's feta.
Feta.
You should kill the chicken first.
That's feta cheese. Well, it's okay when they flop around a little. You know?
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, no, lime oil on chicken wings is great.
How about on cats?
You
ever tried on cats?
We covered that. We covered that. That's two stations ago. We keep moving stations because you keep mentioning this.
Okay. Hey. Couple trips to Korea. And
yeah,
get
yeah.
to,
we're running out of friends, Bob, in
you
radio
keep
business.
This station, Bob.
Okay.
All
right. Well, there's always the public radio.
Right, right. Yeah, but anyway, so romaine lettuce is a long rectangular piece of lettuce. It's not round like a, you know, grills well is where I'm at. It's got four sides on it. You can roll it And it works pretty well. Your oils and your vinegars on those, mix in a little blue cheese, maybe some like candied walnuts or something on top of that. Oh, those are
wonderful.
You can take that
anywhere.
Right. So do you want to grill the whole thing intact?
Yes.
And then quarter it lengthwise?
So you grill it intact. You can just drizzle the oil over top of the romaine, kind of get it inside the little leaves too, and then just put it on the grill, move it along so it doesn't completely wilt and burn. You just get a nice char on it and then pull it off, cut the end where it's all attached together, cut that up and throw some whatever cheese. Blue cheese is awesome with it. Feta, again, you could use gorgonzola.
Right. Just a white. Oh, man, that's one of my favorite salads. Mm-hmm. It just screams summer to me. And you can dice up your little grape tomatoes or whatever
chop,
it may be.
And you chop up a little bit of bacon.
Yeah.
You could take it that direction if you wanted it to be a little unhealthier.
Well, it's
bacon.
Great. It's
bacon
great.
Healthy.
Great.
What are you talking about?
It's great with some bacon bites on it.
Yeah, it is. It is delicious.
Bacon bites. If you're going to have bacon, have bacon. Don't have put bacon bites on
there. Well, you know what I mean. Some nice crispy bacon chopped up.
Yeah.
Be delicious.
Real bacon, though. Not the crunchy stuff that comes in a cereal box. I don't want any of that. But anyway.
I don't know anybody that buys that stuff.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station.
Please,
so
God,
we appreciate you listening. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a man, 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 a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man laws. A man is allowed to scream when he's caught off guard and bitten by a large deadly snake.
Right. Those are the two times?
Yep.
All right, man. We'll live with that. Man law.
I didn't write
it. Word up. Yeah, exactly. Shasta, tell us again where the stores are located.
Yes, we've got a downtown Rockford location, Monroe Center, 108 Monroe Center, the downtown market, and in Plymouth.
Right, so three of them in West Michigan and one of them down in the Plymouth area.
Yep.
And you've got experienced staff at all of those that can help people with their choices. I know that you have recipes.
We sure
do. That you give away, little recipe cards if people are looking for something cool to do, right?
Yep. If you have product at home and you're not sure what to do with it, give us a call. You can also jump on the website or you can swing into the stores. We are open. We ask that you wear a mask, but we are
everybody
open
does.
And come on in and we can help you use that product up.
So any new products?
We sure do. We are so excited. We have a new pasta line, which is in the Rockford store as of today. Next week, it will be in all locations, and it is delicious. It's a tomato basil, chipotle, black pepper, all sorts of really fun flavors that are absolutely delicious.
So now you'll be Shasta Pasta.
Shasta Pasta.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but this is uncooked pasta that you can buy and take home, and then you'll have recipe cards to go with what, oils and balsamics you want to go with that.
Yeah, there's some suggestions with it. The pasta itself is so delicious. It's handmade. It's made from the Italian concept of how that pasta is made, and it is absolutely delicious.
And it's made in Michigan, I heard.
Made in Michigan.
And that's awesome.
Yes.
So we all love supporting Michigan businesses and made in Michigan products. That's great, man. So, Barbecue Bob, we've come to the end of another show. It's all good stuff,
well,
man.
It's that time of year to enjoy the outdoors because my leaves are turning. My sassafras and hickory trees, they're dropping leaves. It's weird. So I think... I don't know if that means we're going to get a really cold year or if it's been so hot recently.
Well, it's been hot and dry where we are, and I think that combination doesn't help the plants.
But I got a ton of acorns, too, so I just have a feeling we're going to be in for a heavy winter.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
You think so? It's a beautiful summer, man.
The acorns are a good sign. If you got a lot of acorns, very often there's going to be a lot of snow.
Yeah. Well,
or really
good.
Cold.
That'll keep the squirrels happy and the deer.
Keeps the deer happy.
Right? Yeah? Okay, good. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in each and every weekend. We appreciate you guys. And get out in your neighborhood and create some grill envy. You got plenty of time yet this year to do that. So we'll talk with you next week.